Why exactly has Trust the Commerzbank had its license taken away?
Well, there are basically three grounds. First of all, this is a lack of capital in the bank and inability of the shareholders to increase the needed share capital. The second issue is that the business model and the business plan was outdated, and we haven't seen a clear vision by the shareholders and the management of the bank how to proceed. So that said, we have to understand that bank generated a loss during the latest years. So on the third issue is everything that is connected with the breach of the anti-money laundering regimes in Latvia. So those are the grounds for the withdrawal of the license.
So are you convinced that money laundering has taken place at Trust the Commerzbank?
Otherwise, we wouldn't submit our vision to the ECB. So we had our findings.
Would it be fair to say it was on a large scale?
Proportionally to the bank's assets and then the bank's ability to or the bank's role in transfer business, I would say that yes.
And this is a fairly unusual action you've taken. Obviously, this is going to send a signal to other non-resident banks here. Are you? Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to say we're watching you very closely. If there's any funny business going on, then we're going to pull your license.
Well, predominantly, I think we are doing just our job. So everybody who would face the problems of that kind can assume that the reaction will be the same way. On the other hand, of course, like a collateral effect, or I would say that, of course, we would like to know that everybody is watched here, and that we are not going to tolerate breach of the AML regimes in Latvia.
Is this also linked to Latvia's OECD membership hopes? Because this also is, they've been banging on about money laundering, tightening regulation. This seems to be showing that that's right. What you're doing.
I would put it that way, that Latvia is exceeding OECD, and we simply have to follow the rules, and this is not for the OECD's sake. This is for our own sake. So I would say that we simply keep this standard put for ourselves.
But there is a place for a significant non-resident banking sector in Latvia.
Yes, there is a place for business, but there is no place for dirty money or for the criminal. For the money that is gained in a criminal way.